Digital watches never became the next great thing in tech. Is it too late, or is there a future for the so-called smartwatch? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. Recently, struggling fitness tracker company Fitbit bought Pebble, the company that made the first smartwatch, in a move clearly aimed at doubling down on smartwatches. Pebble got good initial reviews, but never found much of an audience. Now, the Apple Watch, which was expected to be the big hit of 2015, it never turned into the next iPad or iPhone, but instead just another accessory sold at the Apple Store. Mass market, it's not. Apple sold only 1.1 million Apple Watches in the third quarter, according to researcher IDC, down from 3.9 million the previous year-ago quarter. Despite discounts and a new marketing push from Apple, clearly there are problems in smartwatch land. Apple tried to whet consumers' appetites with a new edition of the Apple Watch this year, featuring a water-resistant design and faster processor, but clearly that's not been enough. Samsung, Fitbit, Garmin, and others are trying to crack the code to figure out what consumers want in a smartwatch, and it's been a struggle. In a revealing recent interview with The Verge, Fitbit co-founder James Park admitted as such, quote, "We don't think there's been any product out there in smartwatches that combine general purposes, functionality, health and fitness, industrial design, and long battery life into one package," unquote. So perhaps the smartwatch is a product many people just don't want? I don't think so. I think a good smartwatch with a readable, appealing interface that informs you of notifications is something many of us would want. Here are three other things I'd fix. Charging. Smartwatches need a wireless charge. The current cables have an odd form factor, and they're not interchangeable with the many variations of USB and lightning cords out there. Tethering. The Apple Watch is basically inoperable without the iPhone by your side. We need a fully functioning watch that doesn't need the tether. Now, fitness is clearly a killer app for watches, but most of those features are already on the phone. Find the real killer app, and perhaps the smartwatch could have a future. Now, how about you? What features would you like to see on a smartwatch? Tweet me your replies on Twitter, at Jefferson Graham, and I'll read them on the next edition of Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, where you can leave reviews, comments, and suggestions. We read all of them. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham.